Space News 92. The news for today, many subjects discussed. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, the original and the only one, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. Watching Space News episodes 81 to 91 may be advisable to better understand what I'm talking about. I am writing this on the morning of July 25, 2025. The last few days have been quite peaceful up here, where harmony has been restored in Earth's orbit, and with most of the usual Federation star races observing everything as they have done for decades, and some species for hundreds of years. Communication between all those star races is quite scarce, and much work should be done there to promote more of it, especially because misconceptions may occur if that is not so, but nothing new with this anyway, as few of them are blabby. For example, the Sars Soni and the Yael, those talk a lot among themselves and with everyone else, those are real talkers. Right now, there are over 800 larger-than-1-kilometer starships in medium and high orbit, which is almost the average amount of them before the Triad took control over the space above Earth. However, things are not perfect, and there is a big problem lurking on the horizon as there is an average of 500 Orion starships, mostly oval, discoidal and triangular, stationed at 5 million kilometers orbit, which in space distances, that is right outside Earth, yet they are in interplanetary space, so legally we cannot do anything about their presence there unless they turn hostile. Right now, all those ships don't interfere with regular space traffic to and from Earth, as 500 starships surrounding the planet at that altitude spreads them out rather thin, and most Federation starships jump into hyperspace well before reaching that altitude. Apparently, they are doing nothing, but we are quite convinced they are using shipborne portals and jump rooms to travel to and from underground Earth, and they do pose an imminent threat to peace in this region. The Antarian fleet has their eyes on them all the time as they are tasked with taking care of the perimeter around Earth, while Taygeta deals directly with surface events, like rescues and so on, and while the Irma take care of the astral side of things and also cooperate wherever they are needed. A word here about the rescues, they are proceeding as usual, under the rules the Federation has imposed on us, and to the limit of the resources we may have at any given moment. At this exact time, I prefer not to give more details about them as it may interfere with the ongoing operations, but I want you to know that they are proceeding as usual, although unfortunately with much less ground-based intelligence. Moving on to something else. 3 weeks ago, King Rua and the Irma High Command stationed in low Earth orbit received an urgent message from the Xenex, who are simply more Irma, but with another home planet. They are the very same species, like the Hyadean are as well, and they are both part of the super-large Irma Confederation, which includes countless other feline races, and they all answer to King Rua. The Xenex informed that one of their passing spacecraft had managed to scan the planets orbiting the stars, Zeta Reticuli A and Zeta Reticuli B, before being chased away. The two stars and their planets, which are some 39.3 light-years away from Earth, have always had a complicated inner socio-political situation between their inhabitants, which have oscillated between being neutral with the Federation and being in favor of the regressive Orion Council. I must mention here that there are supposed to be two Orion High Councils, one positive and the other negative, although I have strong doubts about the existence of the positive one, as I see it as possibly just another negative Orion Council strategy to manipulate whoever they want to get in contact with. The inhabitants dominating the planets orbiting Zeta Reticuli A and B predominantly belong to variants of the Grey Aliens, and to some iguanoid species as well, who have always been known to be hostile. But among that zoo of species living on the planets of the Zeta Reticuli binary star system, there was a highly neutral species, which has always been seen as innocuous or beneficial to all forms of life. Those are the little Zeta Grey aliens, the classical ones with grey skin, a large head and almond black eyes. They are known to be gardeners of life, and dedicate themselves to seed plant and animal species all over the galaxy, transporting seeds and specimens from one planet to another, whenever they see that they would thrive there. They are also known to heal plant and animal specimens after abducting them, and are probably the ones who take humans the most at night to perform alarming and bothersome procedures on them, which in the end, result in upgrades and healings for their victims. They may be positive, but they certainly are quite tactless and scary for whoever falls into their hands. I must mention here that although those little grey aliens do positive procedures on their victims, others may do the same with negative effects and other shady agendas, but I must insist that there are many species of them, and all are different. There are at least 165 different variants of the greys, and their morphology and biology can differ so much that, in reality, several of them do not share any genetic resemblance. On Earth, only a few of those variants are known and talked about. They include species which are iguanoid, others are amphibian, and others have more in common with a plant than with a mammal. And others are genetically engineered subspecies, and abominations created by several iguanoid regressive races, like the Maitrei, also known as the Tall Greys. And I must also mention other variants, which are biological robots, which are commonly seen working alongside other alien species, mostly of iguanoid genetics, but not only. But among all of those, there was a small grey alien species from a planet orbiting Zeta Reticuli A, the little grey aliens which are known as the Gardeners. And coming back to the urgent message the Xenix Irma sent to King Rua, the message stated that they did not find any Gardeners on their home planet, and they said that it was completely taken over by detachments of several species from Orion. From here, orbiting planet Earth and at a relatively low altitude, we can easily notice who, or which species, legally transits in and out of the Earth's atmosphere, and we haven't seen any little gardener grey aliens for quite a while now. It has been years since the last was seen. Other star systems, which were also regularly visited by them, like the Hyades star cluster or the Pleiades itself, also report that they have not seen them for a very long time. What is even more alarming is that their little ships, which are known to be quite vulnerable, are no longer transmitting any transponder-like codes in muon, and muon can travel incredibly long distances without fading in strength. This means that their ships are simply gone. This is the Xenix message and the bad news. The little grey alien home planet has been taken over by hostile Orion-based races, and they are nowhere to be found. The scarce evidence we have strongly suggests that they were all eliminated by those Orion-based forces. They appear to have been exterminated to extinction. This is not only an incredibly sad event, if it is so, and as all the data suggests, it is also a crime so large that it is impossible to fathom, or to understand, even more so as we may be biologically and mentally equipped to understand the death of an individual, or even of a large community or culture, but we are simply not equipped to understand what the death of an entire species means. Furthermore, the damage done to all the other planets and countless species around the galaxy is simply appalling, as they will no longer be gardened as they have been for eons upon eons. We all still hope to be wrong, but as time passes by, this does not look good at all. We have hope that they may be hiding and working outside time as we know it, taking into account the time-slip differentials that can be incredibly big between one and another star system, we do hope that among all those stars out there, and hidden in another perception of time, there may still be little positive gray aliens, seeding life. The Orion-based invasive races that the Xenex Irma have detected on the little gray aliens' planet are the Mitrae tall grays, the Atorthan large-nosed grays, several regressive and biological robot-like small alien grays, perhaps placed there to pose as if they were the little gardeners, but who are not. And also a large amount of Catarrhian iguanods from Orion were also detected there. The Xenex Irma also informs that there is a large fleet of Orion hostile ships based on all the main planets of the Zeta Reticuli binary system, and the Arcturian Diasleentiplex and Devonian variants have also informed us, the Triad, that they have detected the place from where all those 500 Orion starships are coming from, and it is again, the Zeta Reticuli binary system. When a starship jumps to hyperspace, or when it descends from it, it leaves an energetic wake behind, and its specific frequency vibration can be used to track where a ship has been, or where it is heading. This wake lasts for only a few minutes to seconds before dissolving away, but it remains in place long enough for another ship and its sensors to record it. This other ship can use the data to program its own navigation computer to follow the first ship to wherever it jumped to. As you can see, a jump into hyperspace is not clean and stealthy. It is messy and easy to follow. If you do not want to be tailed, then you must follow other tactics and strategies. Moving on to something else and closer to us, little Yaji is still here with us, and she has been such a high-frequency injection of joy for all of us with her continuous witty jokes and her love for building everything with Lego blocks. I mention her today, especially because she has been asking how the people out there are doing, and she wants me to send all of you her love and her very best wishes. She asked me specifically to send you all her love today, as she knows I would be writing this episode of Space News. She still says that her remaining here among this crew is still unclear, but I think she would have left by now, and even though she had not yet finished her recovery, she looks pretty healthy to me. She has even returned to her old habits of running around wearing socks only and with a Lego starship in her hands. I wonder what it must be like to be an eternal child, with no responsibilities, yet with a lot of wisdom. As always, I would like to thank all of you who are supporting me in every way. Thank you so very much. You are making quite a difference for countless people, and I deeply mean it. A big hug, and I cannot thank you enough for assisting us. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one.